Welcome to Hello Hero episode number 10. And all I got to say is, power! So if you didn't notice, I did not do an episode of Hello Hero for last episode of My Hero Academia. I already forgot the name of it, but it's mostly, it showcased Twice and Toga. And it was a pretty interesting episode, but I didn't have a whole lot to talk about when it came to that episode. And, you know, with a new year, every year, I try to do this every 6 months, actually, but especially for the new years, I always try to look at everything I'm doing, everything that's taking up my time, and then I try to, you know, analyze, you know, how much joy is it bringing me, how much is it helping my business and the goals I have set forth for Vindicated. Like, you know, if I were to do this 1,000 times this year, you know, what would that look like in terms of, you know, the mental energy I'd have to spend doing this, and what kind of results would that have? And for me, it's not always about, like, you know, if I'm having a really fun time, like, I'm going to try to make it work regardless, at least some. But the ideal goal is to do things that are super fun and fulfilling for me, but also have good results. And so with that, I'm looking at still doing these because I have a lot of fun doing them, but I'm looking at doing it a little more sparingly. So sort of like if you've listened to the Fire Force version of the podcast, those episodes, you know, those aren't based off of every episode. They usually include chunks of episodes. So I'm looking at moving Hello Hero into that same category. And instead of doing every single episode, I'll just be doing them every other episode or every chunk of episodes, depending on what it shows. Now, this season's looking really amazing, really good so far. So I have a feeling that I might stick to like an every other kind of thing. But, you know, no guarantees. I'll just throw these out here. And, you know, hopefully you subscribe to us on Spotify, which is a recent addition. Thanks to the Anchor podcast, we're able to easily be put on Spotify. But we're also on Apple Podcasts. So if you subscribe on any of the podcast channels, you'll be able to get this much easier and like directly to you. Anyways, with that out of the way, I'm Vincent, if you didn't know that. yeah, let's just jump into it. So I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about the other episode, you know, with Twice and Toga. We got to see Rock Lock in action. I just don't really like his character. Like, he's always complaining, and even, like, his best moment when someone, like, broke through the wall or something, and he's like, well, that didn't suck. Like, it wasn't even, like, a compliment. It kind of was, but he always is, like, negative, you know? It's not like he's like, oh, man, you did a good job, or like, wow, those kids are amazing. It's like, oh, okay, well, that didn't suck. And it was really funny, and I enjoyed that moment, but he just, he's just not I don't know, he's just not my favorite, but, you know, he gets stabbed by Toga, and I think that was a really cool moment for her, and I hope that he doesn't live only for the fact that I think that the show tries to play her up as being very dangerous, and she's encountered our heroes multiple times and has tried to cut them, and she stabbed Aizawa, but she's never really been, like, she seems kind of dangerous, but I feel like if Rock Lock lives, then it's like, well, you just had the jump on him, you could have cut him anywhere, you could have stabbed him anywhere, so unless they have, like, some sort of super healing, like, I don't know, even, like, with Recovery Girl, I just feel like there shouldn't really be a way to keep him alive. Like, she could have just, like, slit his throat. So, like, I feel like it would take away from her character some if he lives. With that being said, though, if he lives, I hope that they use him really well in a future episode or something. Because if he just lives and he doesn't really show back up in the story, I feel like that's just sort of, it's taken away from Toga, and it's not really offering anything in replace of that. But if they keep him alive and they have a cool character arc for him, or they have some cool new ways to showcase his powers and stuff, then I'm also on board with that. So, you know, if the writer is like, hey, like, you know, this is, you know, I kind of want to give her the kill, but I have a lot planned for the future for this guy, it's going to be really awesome, then I'm also on board with that plan as well. I'm just not on board with him surviving and just being kind of cast out to the side. The one exception to this was with Best Genist and All for One, because I feel like someone could try to make the argument that, you know, it would have meant more if if Best Genius had actually died there, but I feel like people definitely know that All for One's dangerous. I mean, he's in Tartarus. If he even thinks about breaking out, like, he's going to get shot and all this stuff. So, like, he took down All Might. Like, even though All Might took him down, like, he, like, basically caused retirement for All Might. So people know that he's dangerous, and that's something that Toga couldn't have gotten All Might to that state. So I don't think it's needed. So I don't want someone to think I'm a hypocrite for not calling out, you know, the Best Genius scene that happened in an earlier season, you know, in contrast to this, because there's a ton of variables that go into it. But yeah, we also got that. It seems like there's some sort of romantic vibe going on with Twice and Toga, which is kind of interesting. Especially Toga, I looked it up. She's supposed to be 17, I believe. And then Twice, we have no idea how old he is, but he seems to be kind of one of the older members of the group. I mean, to me, I feel like he might be like late 30s, but I have no idea. I mean, I really have no idea, but you know, we'll see where that goes. I like Twice as a character too. It's interesting because he knows that he is doing bad things. He knows he's a villain, but he's like, you know, I'm also human. And it was cool seeing Toga give him part of his mask back when he lost it, because that's how he starts unraveling to where he can't even function as a villain. So that was some pretty cool stuff. But moving on into this new episode of Lemillion, it was absolutely amazing. Of course, the whole time I was nervous for Lemillion because, you know, he is up against, like, the main bad guy currently of the season, Overhaul. And not only Overhaul, but, you know, a bunch of his people, too. And interestingly enough, I was just thinking that the Krosis guy, or Kronos, or whatever his name is, I don't think it showed him use a quirk. I don't remember, but anyways, it was cool seeing. I really like the confession guy. You know, if he asks you a question, you have to answer it, and I really, really, really dug his voice. Like, his voice actor, I believe, is the same guy who voices Kurama in Yu Yu Hakusho, and I rarely ever hear his voice, but his voice always was, like, really cool to me, and hearing it behind, like, the mask was super cool. So I super dug that. And then there's the other guy that, if he's, like, I'm not sure if he has to be intoxicated, but it makes other people around him feel intoxicated, and it could be that he just loves drinking, so that's why he keeps drinking, but maybe he actually has to be drinking in order for other people to feel it. And he's also hanging from the ceiling, which is pretty cool. But I love how the whole episode wasn't just Lemillion fighting them. Like, obviously they seem like a threat, and I feel like to most heroes, they would be pretty hard to beat and to stop, but they wanted to really show how powerful Mirio is. And so he, right out the gate, uses his ultimate, which is awesome because he, a lot of times in shows, it's like they do everything possible to not use their ultimate. And in this case, Mirio's just like, well, might as well go and do it. So he uses his ultimate move, Phantom Threat, which is really cool. I think someone said that it said Phantom Menace, but it crossed it out and said Phantom Threat. I don't know. I don't remember seeing that. Either way, I know that My Hero Academia has a lot of Star Wars references, so I wouldn't be surprised. But either way, I thought that was really cool. And just seeing him fight was amazing. It makes me very sad that we won't be able to get more fights like this in the future, more than likely. One of my favorite parts was when Mirio goes to kick, I think it was Chisaki or Overhaul, and he, like, is kicking towards Eri, but his foot goes, like, right through her and just kicks Overhaul in the face, or whoever is holding Eri. So that was really cool. And just seeing him jump around, and then, of course, you know, he gets shot by this bullet that takes away his quirk, which, you know, kind of saw coming, but that's very sad. And then what I did not expect, though, is that he kept fighting. And that's what My Hero Academia does so well, is they take something that is, like, tragic or something that is, like, somehow they just keep, like, upping their own level. So, like, I feel like in most shows, it would show like him get shot, he'd lose his power, and it's like, oh no, this is a terrible moment, and then maybe it'd end right there, and then maybe the heroes would come and save the day like the other heroes. But in this one, it's just like, no, like, I'm still a hero, I'm still a million, and he kept fighting. And honestly, like, after seeing this episode, I think he's one of my favorite characters in the show. Like, I've always really liked Mirio. I've instantly thought he's a cool character, and I'm gonna be sad to see. I feel like he won't be a part of the story as much after the season, which will make me pretty upset, because Sun Eater and Mirio, I think I'm actually liking them more than the main cast of characters, which is kind of weird, and it's gonna be unfortunate because the show's definitely going to go back to Class 1A at some point. And while I still love those characters, it's weird knowing, like, I'm always gonna have that feeling of like, man, my favorite characters are like not showing up at all. And then at the end of the episode, when Mirio, he gets like spiked and he's all bloody, it looks like he's, you know, he might die soon, it shows the wall cracking and Deku comes through. And I think for a lot of people, that's a moment that they're like, oh, yes, this is awesome. Deku's going to come in and save the day. And it's weird because I struggle with like who my favorite character in the show is, but I've kind of always defaulted it to Deku. And usually I don't like the main characters like as my favorite. Like, usually it's some sort of like some character that's on the side that not as many people choose. But with Deku, I really loved his like growth and his beginning story of being this person who's quirkless, and he has this like big dream, and he'd write in his journal all these different notes, and people, like even his mother, like didn't believe in him. And it wasn't because she didn't love him. It was actually out of love that she told him, you know, the things that she said. And just seeing his inner pain and his torment, everyone telling him he can't succeed, and him fighting so hard to succeed and actually getting to a point where he can, like, that's something that, you know, like, I feel like I can really relate to. Unfortunately, I don't have cool superpowers or anything, but I don't have a mentor like All Might, but I can definitely see, like, if I was in that world, like, I could see myself being in Deku's shoes. I know a lot of people complain saying that he cries too much and all this stuff, but I mean, I feel like, I don't know, if you went through the stuff that he went through and you're not going through those emotions and stuff, then I don't know, that's where I'm at. So but now that Deku is at this point where he's like more powerful, he's a little bit more confident, he's like more capable, I'm like less excited to see him, unfortunately, because when it was Mirio fighting, it felt like such an uphill battle. Like, even when those two bullets, before he could even get to overhaul, I'm thinking like, whoa, like maybe he even loses this fight. He probably won't, but like, you know, maybe he gets damaged here and then overhaul kills him or something. And it's like, it just feels so, like, I'm so much in Mirio's corner. And I just naturally always vote for like, or not vote, but like, I always like feel the side of like the underdog, or like the one that like has the disadvantage, because that's like where I feel like I'm usually at. And I really felt Mirio, and like wanted to be on his side. But with Deku coming in, with Aizawa and Sir Night Eye, I just feel like it's like, okay, well, we have the main character here. And, you know, of course, he's going to have this level of plot armor because we've already heard that he becomes the greatest hero. So it's like, I mean, I know that we've seen him in like great fights before, but I don't know. I'm sure the episode will be wonderful because My Hero Academia, like, manages to take things that I think would be boring or not that great, and it manages to do them super, super well. But I wasn't as excited as I feel like I should have been. Like, if it was just Aizawa breaking through and I had to see Aizawa having to fight off Overhaul and his men by himself, I would be ecstatic because I love Aizawa, and I feel like he would be the underdog because, you know, he has great martial arts, but if he gets touched, you know, he could die, and he could actually be hurt or be scarred in some way or something like that. So, I mean, it's very important for the show to have a main character and for them to bring Deku in and stuff. So I understand why they're doing it. It's just, it's a weird, complex feeling that I'm dealing with. And of course, I haven't even talked about it yet, but overhaul, we get to see his quirk way more in action. It's way more than I originally thought. I originally thought that he just touched people and he could blow them up. That was my initial thought. Then it was like, okay, well, there's probably more to it. So maybe he can absorb diseases and then put them into people, which I actually think that would be really cool. I mean, maybe Overhaul can do that with what his, because his power seems so crazy that maybe that's part of it. But I really think it'd be cool for a quirk to be that you can heal people by sucking up their diseases, and then you could put them into someone else and like overload them to where it just makes them explode, or they just get so sick that they just like instantly die or whatever it may be. I feel like that'd be really cool. But we've seen that Overhaul basically has alchemy. He basically is very similar to Scar, I feel like, from Fullmetal Alchemist, or at least Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I haven't watched all the original one yet, so no comment on that. But he can just create walls, he can create spikes, he can destroy things instantly. He can even remake someone who has died, as long as it's, he said, as long as it's immediately. So I wonder what constitutes as immediately, and does he have to be close to that person, you know, once they die? And like, does that person even have to die for him to make them? Like, I assume he does, but it's a very weird stipulation that he has. So like, if Eri were to die and it took him 5 seconds to run over there, I'm assuming that's immediately. But if it took a minute for him to run over there, is that immediately? And could he just not, like, why can't he just go ahead and make a version of her? I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, so a lot of cool stuff. I have no idea how many episodes are in the season. I guess maybe 24. So My Hero Academia has been doing this thing where they kind of go through like one big arc every 12 episodes. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen in this case. Because if that does happen, where this whole like overhaul thing for the most part ends in this 12 episodes, then that means that Deku will probably end up winning this fight against Overhaul. They get Eri back, and then maybe the last 12 episodes deal with the drama and the stuff, like the recovery going on. And then there's probably going to be like some other threat that comes in, whether it be the League of Villains or something else that is kind of entwined with that. I don't know, but yeah, I'm loving the season so far. I think that the 8 bullets of the Hisaikai are pretty cool. I feel like it sucks what's going on with Lemillion. Hopefully he can get recovered. I don't want him to die. I think, like, he feels like the best friend that I never had. Like, he feels like someone that I just really, like, I feel like my heart longs to have a friend like him, because I just feel like he would be so positive, and even like on my darkest days, he'd be able to be this bright light. I guess I'm kind of sounding like Sun Eater, but I really like his character, and I really want to see a good character arc for him. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm thinking that, of course, earlier on too, we saw that Deku was talking about, you know, Mirio, whether or not he's worthy, and clearly from this episode he is, of his power. So I think that Deku might want to give his power to Mirio, but Mirio might deny it, which will be like a heartfelt moment. And hopefully we can still see Mirio be a good fighter, because obviously, I mean, he still went pretty toe-to-toe with Overhaul without any quirks, and even though he was losing that fight, I mean, Overhaul's quirk is super powerful. I mean, Aizawa, like, he's able to fight a ton of villains without using his quirks and still do a really good job. I mean, and we also have Batman, so I think it might be possible. Hopefully, maybe he can even get some support items that help him out or something. I'm not sure. But yeah, hopefully this isn't the end of the road for Lemillion, because he's really awesome. That's the message to take away here. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. This is one of my longer episodes. I'm curious to know if you like the longer episodes or not. There's no guarantees that if you like them or hate them that I will stick to that regimen, because I just sort of talk about whatever I can think of to talk about. So it just happened that this one was longer. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate you. And as always, stay awesome.